I've just like to introduce myself. My name is Dare or Derry, which is my Irish name. I have established a group called Irish Anti-Colonial Warriors to keep abreast of what's happening over in Ireland at the moment.
I'm kind of interested in the fact that it's the 45th anniversary of the hunger strikers, like Bobby Sands, the Irish people who put their lives on the line. Do you want to talk about those events and how important they were?
Yes, this marks the 45th anniversary of the hunger strike, where Bobby Sands, Joe McDonnell, Francis Hughes, Thomas McAuley, Michael Devine, Raymond McCresch, and Patsy O'Hara were in Longkesh prison and started a hunger strike to protest the British occupation of Northern Ireland. They gave their lives and passed away, and it was a very sad time in Ireland for the Republicans when that happened, but it was, I suppose, an important stand against British imperialism in Northern Ireland and the occupation. What unfortunately we're facing today is the fact that their sacrifice appears to have really not brought out results with the current political elite in Ireland. There was the Sunningdale negotiations in 1973, which produced the same outcomes as in the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. The only difference between that and the 1998 agreement was there was a troop withdrawal from the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. But what we've got instead in Northern Ireland is a PSNI police force, which is controlled by MI5 and British laws in Northern Ireland, and they disproportionately focus on, I would say, staunch Republican people in Northern Ireland who want Britain to be totally out of Northern Ireland.
And reunification of the two parts of Ireland.
Yes, the reunification, and importantly, under the I suppose the legacy of what James Connolly wanted for Ireland is one of the important things, because that means total freedom for Ireland away from not just the, I suppose, the colonial control of Britain, the military or the police paramilitary control or the political control, but also the corporate type control. Britain has over Ireland also.
You point out that in actual fact, the process towards reunification won't happen unless the English consider their representative considers that it's appropriate. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that within the Good Friday Agreement, which Sinn Féin agreed with, and the current Fianna Fáil government, which is in power in Ireland, which they agreed upon within the Good Friday Agreement, is that the Secretary of State of Britain has the final say, or Secretary of State of Britain for Northern Ireland has the final say on whether there be a border poll for a reunification and a free island.
So we're talking about Northern Ireland here, aren't we? When,
Yes,
yeah.
correct. Correct. And please remember that also the so-called free state in Ireland is really has a lot of control from Britain. The free state is a member of the EU, and the British have a lot of control over the EU with military type exchange control and influence over the EU much more than the free state of that the Free State of Ireland.
Even though
So,
it's not actually a member of the EU.
yeah, no, they've got another agreement where they have strong control within the EU, yes, and that's militarily and also, financially. It's a separate type of agreement than the EU agreement that Britain has. In regards to the Secretary of State of signing off on Northern Ireland's freedom. Michelle O'Neill of the current Sinn Féin Party, which are not in power, but the current Sinn Féin Party, put up a unity bill, which got knocked down. And Michelle O'Neill just met the Prime Minister of Britain. And the Prime Minister of Britain said, we have no interest in having a border poll at all. So that type of false hope has been put out to the Irish people for a long time by Sinn Féin, which is unfortunate.
Let's bring it to the present day. With the recent race riots and the DUP, what the Democratic Unionist Party's connection to those race riots?
Going into the issue of what happened in Northern Ireland, say about a year ago, 2 years ago, there was a guy named Mark Sinclair, who was an ex-RUC, I think he was in the RUC, or the Ulster military group, loyalist group, which was allied to Britain. He started cultivating anti-immigration racism within Ireland, saying that we want to unite with the Irish people on this cause. Tommy Robinson, the I don't know how to describe him other than as a racist scumbag from Britain, also was sort of involved in cultivating that in Ireland. But it was mainly cultivated with the loyalist, the British following loyalist people of Northern Ireland, not the general Irish people. The DUP are akin to One Nation in Northern Ireland. Like the One Nation here, they're monarchists. The DUP are monarchists to the hilt. And they are dog-whistling this anti-immigration racism. And just a day or a few days before the riots, the DUP Member of Parliament, Clara Lockhart, was photographed with masks used. I think it was they were there to intimidate a pro-Palestine rally. And those masks used have not been identified, but we are quite sure they were used involved in the racist riots, where they went around to people from immigrant backgrounds and in one case they burnt a person's home and smashed windows and were rioting through the streets. And they were carrying British flags or British loyalist flags with them while they were doing that.
Do they consider themselves to be English?
Yeah, yes. Basically, they're people of Irish descent. Some may come back to what we call planters or Scottish people that the British Empire planted in Northern Ireland. Yes, they consider themselves as basically, they would consider Northern Ireland as British, and they are very much loyal to the royal family and to the British Empire.
And so, and those suburbs that they attacked, they are the same suburbs that were attacked during the Troubles that were the homes of Catholic Irish people, right?
Yes, yes, and Catholic and Republican Irish people, yes. And there were some good Republicans that have gone out to support those immigrant communities during the riots. And there are groups within Northern Ireland of what I consider true Republicans who've spoken out against these racist riots. And another sad fact, too, I have to bring up was the fact that who brought the DUP into Parliament, and that was through the Paisley Agreement, which Gerry Adams of Sinn Féin, along with Tony Blair and the Democratic Labour Party in Northern Ireland, agreed upon, was called the Paisley Agreement, which Sinn Féin agreed to have a power-sharing arrangement and bring the DUP into the Stormont Parliament in Northern Ireland. So this is akin to, I suppose, anti-fascist people inviting One Nation into a power-sharing arrangement in a parliament. And that Stormont Parliament is controlled by Britain as well. So, yeah, so Ireland does not have sovereignty. and the struggle continues.
Thank you for giving us an understanding of what's going on, and I suppose also thank you for reminding us about the ultimate sacrifice of those very, very brave people who died in 1981, standing up for a free island.
Yeah, yes, and thank you for having me on. And look, I'd just like to say to everybody, the struggle does continue against imperialism in Ireland. Everybody can have a look at our Facebook called Irish Anti-Colonial Warriors. And we'd appreciate support in highlighting more of what's happening over there.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you for your time. Take care.
Yeah.